Hi guys, this is Ricky Midnight from The Uncensored Voice. I'm going to read to you a little bit of something about, I guess what everyone's talking about right now on Facebook is how the moron Alec Baldwin, who was kind of an asshole, making fun of Trump and guns and just mouthing off like a sewer coming out of his mouth. Blah, 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 I'm sewer. Well, he shot someone and killed someone, and I don't think it was on purpose, but it was out of stupidity. So at the very least, he should be charged with reckless endangerment or whatever it is in that state, whatever they have in that state, deadly conduct. I don't know. In Texas, it would be called deadly conduct. But he should be charged with something. I don't know what it is. But let me go ahead and read this to you.
This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot.
Okay, let me go ahead and read this to you. As a film crew and actors in Western garb prepared to rehearse a scene inside a wooden like chapel building on a desert movie ranch outside Santa Fe, New Mexico, assistant director Dave Hall stepped outside and grabbed a prop gun off of a cart. He walked back in and handed it to the film star, Alec Baldwin, and assured him that the gun was safe to use because it didn't have any live ammo in it. He called it a cold gun. Cold gun is what he said, right? Well, everybody knows that you treat every single gun as if it's a loaded weapon. You check it yourself. If you're going to touch the gun, you need to know about guns. And if you know about guns, you're going to check the gun. You're going to check to see if it's loaded. You're not going to screw with it if it's not been checked by you. Not by someone else, but by you. If it's a six shooter, you open it up. You open up the gate. You pull a revolver over, or you just check for ammo, live ammo. You don't handle a gun unless you know the disposition of that gun. And since Alec Baldwin did not bother to check the gun, then that makes him liable for his stupidity. Ignorance or stupidity is not a defense against the law. So he should be liable for any damages that that gun caused. If he killed someone, then that should be something that he's charged with. Not murder, because murder means premeditated, right? This wasn't premeditated, but it was an accidental killing because of his stupidity. So he should be charged with it that way. Let me read a little bit more. Okay, the cold gun is what it's referring to. It wasn't, according to court records, made public Friday. Instead, when Baldwin pulled the trigger Thursday, he killed cinematographer, he killed Miss Hutchins, and wounded director Joel Souza, who was standing nearby, right? Or standing right behind her. So this must have been a pretty powerful gun if he killed her, and I guess the bullet went through and killed the other person. We had two people accidentally shot on a movie set by a prop gun. We need help immediately. A script supervisor told the emergency dispatcher, we were rehearsing and it went off. I ran out. We all ran out. The dispatcher asked if the gun was loaded with real bullets. I cannot tell you. We have two injuries, the script director said. This is also something that happened to Brandon Lee about 30 years ago. He accidentally died because of a gun on set. It was a very similar circumstances, right? Well, I know, again, I see a lot of people talking about this on Facebook, making fun of Alec Baldwin. Well, remember, you're making fun of Alec Baldwin. That's good, because he deserves every single part that you can make fun of him of. He's an asshole. What you need to remember is someone died and someone got injured. They're not assholes like Alec Baldwin, or it may not be. I don't know. But, yeah, it's a movie called Rust, or I don't know if they're going to even continue this movie to make this movie. But it's a movie called Rust. It's a Western. And details of the shooting at the ranch on Bonanza Creek Road were included in the search warrant application filled out by the Santa Fe Sheriff's Office. Investigators were seeking to examine Baldwin's bloodstained costume from the film Rust, as well as the weapon that was fired, other prop guns and ammunition, and any footage that might exist. This is a question that I have from the Uncensored Voice, and I'm sure tons of people want to know this. I have a phone number right here. It's 210-233-9968. If you have the answer for this, if you've worked on a movie set before and you have the answer, dial 233-9968. That's 210-233-9968. If I'm not here in the studio, leave me a message. I'll play it on a follow-up. But my question is this. On a movie set, okay, it's a movie set, why is there any live ammunition at all brought onto a movie set at all, ever, unless the movie is strictly more of like a documentary on how to load a gun and shooting a gun and, things such as that. Why is there ever any live ammo brought onto movie set? So if you're going to put ammo in a gun, in a fake gun or in a gun for a movie set, right? It's a prop. If you're going to put ammo in that gun, why is it you have to do it on the movie set? Why can't you shoot that as B footage off of the movie set? Why does it have to be on the movie set? So this kind of tragedy won't happen. I've never understood why you have to use live ammo on a movie set. The sounds aren't the gunshots fired. We hear the gunshot, but it's not the gunshots that are being fired. We know that that's added sound. We know that it's enhanced for the viewer because it won't sound good on the microphone if it's an actual, just a real gun. So why are you using actual ammo on a movie set at all, ever? These kind of tragedies would not happen, wouldn't even be in the playbook had you not been using live ammo. Now, I can understand shrapnel from a blank being shot because that is ammo. It's just not with a lead in it or with a projectile, right? So if you know the answer, if you work on a movie set or ever worked on a movie set, then call this phone number, 210-233-9968, and leave me a message, and I'll play it on a follow-up. Or if you want to send me an email, that's rickymidnight@usa.com or theuncensoredvoice@usa.com. So, hey, Baldwin, you deserve everything you get, you asshole. Hey, this is Ricky Midnight on a Monday morning, hoping your week is good to go. And remember, Baldwin's isn't, so God bless America.
Thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.